hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to the Can-Do Experiment. I am your host, Can-Do.
And I am your co-host, Heavy.
Today we have two amazing guests. I'm very excited for this. We have Katie Penisuk.
Great start.
Penisuk. Okay, there you go. I was close.
Yeah,
it's second close time, enough. Not the first time. And we have the legendary Jody Legacy.
Thank you, guys.
Is that your real last name?
It is my real last name.
Man, I love it.
Born to be a badass.
So let's get this show on the road with Jody. Who are you? Kind of introduce yourself to the audience. When did you start Airsoft and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I've been in Airsoft since 10 years now, 2012.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Started out with doing a bunch of Delta games back in the day, mm-hmm. when pretty much that's all there was. And one day I bought an Airsoft. Well, how I started was I bought an Airsoft gun in Toronto. I came back to Windsor and... Where do I play? Nowhere to play. So,
nowhere in Windsor at the time, eh?
Not one. And I'm like, okay, I guess I got to make a place to play. And it all started from there, really. Fell in love with the sport instantly.
So you just kind of started off as a game host?
Yeah, day
Pretty
one.
Much. That's wild. So then, how do you market that then, back then? Like, back then is only 2010. But how do you find other people to play and stuff like that?
Well, I did it through Facebook. Thank God that was around. That helped me out a lot. And that's how, because I was Googling stuff before and there was nothing out there. So I used Facebook as a platform to get more players out there.
So when you started hosting games, did you then immediately start Crywolf from there, or did it grow after a few years?
No, it was probably about a year and a half after I was hosting games. I'm like, hey, I want to start a team.
Yeah.
See what we can do. Because we seen videos on YouTube about Nightfall and all these other games. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to try that.
Yeah. You know?
And so that's how I started a team, really.
Okay. So who was like the first person you got on the team then?
First person would be Jake and Ripper Solutions and Reggie. And I don't think the other guys are on the team anymore.
Okay. Yeah, Wade.
Wade, no, he wasn't on our team.
But not yet.
He was on a different team. So, okay. Yeah, I actually went to Nightfall with him for the first time. We split our teams up, us, Crywolf, and White Noise. And
kind of a mix of people for a squad.
Yep, that was Nightfall 3.
Done that almost every year, I think.
Yeah, that was Nightfall 3, and I had a blast, and I'm like, I was hooked.
Nice. That's cool. Katie,
yeah.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. Are you using your radio voice?
Maybe.
Perfect. So how did you get into Airsoft? I think I know a little bit of the backstory, but let's just start with, do you have a call sign? What year did you get in Airsoft?
Well, the call sign came much after.
Much after?
As most people know, if you attended Golf War, I had that amazing property back in the day.
Unfortunately, I missed that one.
But you did go there.
I did end up being there, yes.
Yes. So I was actually in journalism at the time, and I was just at my house, and I wasn't expecting anything crazy. And a bunch of my media family was like, hey, let's go play paintball. So we ended up heading up to...
That's a gateway drug, by the way.
It is a gateway drug, 100%. But I ended up going up to Flag Swipe, and it was supposed to be like 30 of us, and it ended up just being like all the girls ditched, and it was just, I went out there with a bunch of my media dudes, and mm-hmm. we played paintball, and I had a great time. But then at the end of the game, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, these guys look really cool. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is Airsoft. And I'm like, oh, okay.
But they look way cooler.
They do look way cooler. So... I literally went home and I went back to school, and I was in college at the time, and I didn't think too much of it. I was just like, oh, they kind of look cool. And then, all of a sudden Jody shows up at my field and rents the field for the day. and brought all these guys from Scar out. And I'm going, oh, that's really cool. And I, at the time, Bishop and like Greg and everybody were on the team. And I like just kind of ran out to Jody and I was like, you guys kind of look cool. Can I take some photos? And they're like, sure. So I,
thank God for people like you.
Right? It's because of Jody I'm in this sport altogether. Mm. So I went out and I took some photos, and Jody just came back to me after I sent him a couple photos. I think it was like very minimal. Like it was like five photos or something.
And that's it?
Yeah.
Compared to your last haul. Jesus. That is so bad.
Well, and yeah, it ricocheted from there. Jody was like, I really would love to hire you and bring you out to a Milsom. And I'm like, a Milsom? What the hell is that?
One of the greatest and worst experiences in the world.
Exactly. And it was really funny. I actually ended up heading out to Icebreaker 2, and I had the time of my life. It was, I mean, the community's great. Everybody was just really well-rounded, and I took 5 minutes with Sean Fletcher at the time, and he hired me, and then that brought me to the college. And
College.
Right?
So good.
Oh, and I got a lot of memories with Nomad back then, and
Baby Shark and all that crap.
I know. It was crazy. And then Fletcher hired me. And then Jamie hired me for some more tag events. And then since then, I've been hooked. But it wasn't until about probably the very end of 2018.
Okay.
I always said that I stayed Switzerland. And teams always tried to recruit me. But you know, what you want to play? You want to do this? And I'm like, no. I just love taking photos. So I did that for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden, the boys, Cry Wolf, was out on my property and having a campfire. And I just came back and they're like, why aren't you on our team?
Come on, Katie. Join us, please.
I know talent when I see it.
So why haven't you recruited me yet?
You are.
Well, bad talent I am.
And then, I mean, that's kind of the ricochet of how it started. Like, I kind of collectively made a decision that if I was going to be a part of a team, it was going to be the first team that introduced me to Airsoft to begin with.
The family.
Yes, 100%. And they've always been a concrete force in my life and, you know, a foundation of everything that I am, so especially in this sport. So when they asked, I just said yes, and the only requirement that I had was that if I was going to join the team, we were going to be a family. And they already were a family, but we definitely pulled more family events and really went crazy with it. And then in our team life, you have to be given a call sign.
Yes,
so naturally. The team eventually debated with a bunch of different call signs and then eventually landed on Aperture.
Okay.
So.
That's cool.
Here I am.
So yeah, like you said, it's like your team is very much a family. It's a very solid team from like looking outside in and knowing some of the guys, because we chat on Discord and all that kind of crap, and it just really seems like you guys are all 100%. Like, we are Cry Wolf, we already know, like, it feels like when you go onto the team, you know exactly what you're getting yourself into, as opposed to like some other teams where it's just like you walk in, you go, oh yeah, this looks fun. And then you go in and you're like, these people are a little weird, you know? So like, how do you guys keep such a strong foundation with the team? Like, is it like Jody is the one and only leader? Is there a board of chairmen? Or like, how does that work? If you don't mind me asking.
I mean,
want to take that one?
Do I want to take that one? I mean,
we can only talk to Katie from here on, I guess. Go for a smoke bud.
Oh yeah. ultimately, at the end of the day, Jody is Papa Wolf.
Yes,
he is our alpha of the pack. But we are all alphas, I would say, in a way. The family dynamic is, I mean, that's part of the team, I think. One of Jody's requirements, if he's recruiting somebody or thinking about somebody, one, we all have to vote on that. But two, you have to be able to blend with everybody on the team.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's got different views on the team, but we all love each other just the same. Doesn't matter what we go through or, you know, what events are going on in our lives, we all still love each other at the end of the day. So if you don't vibe with that love, you don't vibe with the team.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's why I'm not on the team. Can't stand that Greg guy.
Well, that and you're pretty much stuck with me as it is, so.
Yeah, we're inseparable.
Inseparable?
Inseparable?
Yeah. Inseparable?
See, you always finish my sentences.
Oh my. Okay.
By the way, these guys are holding hands right now.
Damn right we are.
I was definitely rubbing the back of his head on the drive up.
It's so true. I was like, don't do that.
I will say to you, though, like, Nomad, I mean, there's a lot of teams in the community that we respect, and Nomad is one of them. We have a lot of love for you. Yeah.
Well, that means a lot.
We have a lot of love for you guys. I mean, at the end of the day, you've got a great dynamic and you bring a lot of love and good support to the field. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, we do our best. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes it's hard if you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed kind of thing, right? And you're just like, all right, let's go play this game, whatever it is. And then you see you guys' faces and all that kind of stuff. I'm just like, oh, fuck yeah, this is awesome. So I think that's what gives me such a can-do attitude is just seeing the happy faces out there. And I'm like, yeah, they bring me up in the morning or whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. So I'll take the torch girl. And be like, let's fucking go, boys. And everyone's like, fuck you, Caleb.
Well, you know, that Barbie girl started originally with Jody.
Yeah, give me that backstory. And who do I slap?
Jody.
Yeah, that'll be me. I'm pretty sure that was from Perseus 2. I believe Perseus 2.
I've heard of the games. I've never been. Can you tell me about that game?
That was a tag event with Jamie.
Okay.
And great game, by the way.
Amazing game.
Everybody wanted to go into London to the strip bar the one night. And I'm like, okay, well.
If I have to.
If I must.
So I decided to wake the boys up for a joke with that, putting it on my radio under their bus. And. Oh. I remember Jody, or I mean, not, sorry.
You're Jody.
You're Jody. Yeah.
You are the legacy.
I remember Jamie coming out very pissed off and then waking him up. And then he realized what was going on. He was pretty cool. Me and Jamie are pretty tight. We still talk, ride mountain bike together when we can. Yeah, that's how that started. And then it was so funny that one time we tried it again. And then, well, now everybody hates it, but.
Everyone whatever. Loved it so much that they now hate it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a love-hate relationship.
Like Icebreaker 5, which happened, was it August?
It was August.
August,
the
yeah.
heat wave, yeah.
Yeah.
Sexy
and thunderstorm.
Time. Sexy game. So I remember going out for dinner with some of the guys, and we come back, and we blasted Barbie Girl like Friday night or whatever, be like, ha, 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 type thing. And I remember that morning, I was sharing a tent with Canu. Excellent color bottle, by the way. Fantastic. But I just remember the guys getting up. I woke up just from pure heat, as it was already. So I'm already hot and sweaty. And I hear some, like, rummaging. I was like, everything. I'm like, fuck, don't tell me.
I'm a Barbie girl.
It's coming.
Like, it's coming.
You know it's coming.
And it was Tommy was dancing too much that the battery fell out or something.
Yeah, it did. It died, I think.
And it just died on them, and just a collective of, like, I don't know, 6 people just, aww. As if a kid's ice cream just fell from the counter. And I just laughed and laughed.
Yeah, I think there was some... I got on video on that one. We'll have to.
There are some words. We don't have to repeat those words.
I remember there's been a couple games too for me. I've been just laying in my tent early in the morning, and off in the distance, I can just hear it. It's like just starting slowly, gets quieter and quieter. I'm like, okay, they're coming this way. And it's like, I'm going to get out of my tent before you guys get here because I feel like it's just going to be too much.
Well, that was kind of the funny part of the situation. Like, Jody, like, I've got so many videos of Jody just, like, at nightfall 8, just sitting there trying to wake everybody up. And then, I don't know, Tallboy had a moment where he was like, I'm just going to take this and we're going to make a convoy out of it. And he just started carrying this boombox over his head. And I think it was, like, daybreak 2 when we did, like, a full team convoy right through everybody's campsites. And I remember we went up to... CDC, and the guys were like semi-pissed, but then also dancing along with it.
Well, I mean, so Canu was CDC at the time, right? So that man used to be a DJ. He loves that trash music. Like, he's all for it.
Well, and
so
that's I originally used that song because I thought it was annoying, and
it is annoying.
Right? This song would wake somebody up hungover.
Are you saying that the song has grown on you since?
Like, I think it might have. It might be.
I mean, it's very
got catch to it. Like,
it's very well fitting, right? Like, it's all about plastic and
plastic cornstarch
dressing up, like that the LARPing aspect of airsoft.
You can do my hair, basically, like get that lettuce on the buckets and stuff like that.
There you go.
I can see some connections for sure.
You guys are thinking deep about this shit.
It was a long drive here.
Jody just wanted to annoy people, and then it's just ricocheted from there.
I feel like one of those Star Wars or Marvel fans where they watch a movie and they're like, oh, did you notice that this guy did like this in a certain way? And that means like this and this and that. And just like, no, so guys, they just like Barbie Girl.
So like,
well, and that's kind of the funny thing now, because if you've noticed, a lot of other teams are starting to try and find their song.
Yeah.
Like when we, yeah. I mean, morning or before briefing or whichever, you're just noticing these people come out and I'm going, yeah, Cry Wolf traditions have carried on now. Here we go.
Spread like a plague.
For Nomad, we had Bismarckese, You Got What I Need for the longest time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? That's what we would blare before every game, and we would all sing it together as a team. Hell, we haven't done it in a while, though.
Yeah. We haven't done a lot of stuff in a while. I'll admit.
Nomad's definitely toned down.
We've changed, because, like,
we're all getting old now.
Well, because, like,
As you sit here with Jody Legacy.
You heard his last name, right? It's Legacy. He's got to keep it going until there's another Legacy around.
Listen.
I'll change my name.
I was still old.
You're not old. You out. Jody has. We did the. What was it?
He outplays me all the time.
Risk 4, I want to say it was.
One of them.
The last Risk, anyways. He beat us all up the
hill. I was there.
Like when we all died.
Up the hill into RCP?
Well, trying to get over. Which side were you on? I forget which side we're on.
Were you with Delta or with the Brian guy?
Delta.
Yeah, you're on the fun side.
Yeah,
the Delta. Barbecue and everything.
Jody's like, we're going to take this hill and we're going to go. Jody's at the top of the hill and we're all like.
Wait, I need my inhaler.
Jody's the pinnacle of what we have to try and add up to there.
Meanwhile, he's smoking half a pack on his way up there.
Exactly. 100% he is. And he's probably got a beer on the way too.
They say cigarettes are bad for you, but.
I beg to differ.
Don't start smoking because of this, please. Sorry, Abby, you were going to say something?
No.
No? Okay. No, I remember Risk 3. That was interesting times. Commander's just like, nope, we're not going to start yet because no one knows what I want. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, what do you want? He's like, I will tell your squad leads after you line up in an orderly fashion. I'm like, guy, this is airsoft. Like,
I'll have to ask you that guy's name after the podcast.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
I can't remember his last name, but whatever. So speaking of games now, Icebreaker, we're coming up to Icebreaker 6, correct?
Yeah, hell yeah, 6. It is. Yeah.
My goodness, how
time flies, eh?
Where did the time go?
Well, every day has so many minutes in it. It just keeps going from there. So Icebreaker, how did the first one start up and why?
Icebreakers, we used to go to TFS all the time because it was close to us, and that's how I met Jamie there, and Nick Sharonoff, and all those guys that were in TASC, and what was their team name? NPAC,
yeah.
Yep, and I don't know, we always had fun there, and we're like, let's start a game, and like, okay, I'll give it a whirl, and
let's give it a little.
Icebreaker 1 had maybe 20 guys, right?
Really?
Yeah, and then Icebreaker 2 had 50 guys maybe, and then Icebreaker 3, it blew up.
Well, I was going to say.
Nomad showed up and just destroyed it.
Nomad showed up.
Yes, we did.
We run the show now.
Right. In your pajamas, too. I remember that at the end.
There was pajamas. There was no shirts going on. There was, oh, I don't know. There was a lot of stuff happening in that game. That's the only Icebreaker I've been to, just because with my schedule for work, it conflicts. Sucks. It does. But I remember, like, there was one mission where I can't remember who it was for the life of me. They were out. They were downed helicopter pilot out in the bush. And we had to wait for a stretcher, but I was just so impatient. And I looked at him and was like, hey, you good if I just throw you on my shoulder? He's like, what? I was like,
was that Tyler Elliott? Was he on the team then?
I think I got a picture of this, but I'll have to go back.
No, I'm pretty.
Ice yeah, I did was, actually. That would.
Oh, all right.
Actually, yeah. Icebreaker three. The down pilot was Bishop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
anyway, so I asked him. I was like, "Man, can I just throw you on my shoulder?" He's like, "What?" I was like, "No, like seriously, this is going to save us a lot of time." So he's like, "You can do that." I was like, "Man, I got you." So I just grabbed him and I hucked him on my shoulder. I just started running through the bush until we met up with the rest of the guys. But
that was Josh. Hang on, Candy's got a picture of it.
So I got. So I got a beautiful photo that I got printed from Katie. It's got myself and Heavy, naturally, and Teresa and Brad. And we got, who is it again?
It's Josh.
Josh, what's his call sign?
What was Josh's call
sign? Bush Wookie.
Bush Wookie?
Bush Wookie.
Yeah.
So he's on the stretcher, and he's all happy.
Big smile on his face. If anybody wants to see this picture, we will post it on the Instagram. So
yeah, we'll post that on
the Instagram. You'll be able to see. You'll be able to live in the moment with us.
Yeah, that was
a good moment.
That was a great time. But like, I remember
you guys booked it.
Well, I was getting so tired running through.
We had a time schedule to keep up.
I was getting so tired that at one point I had to put him down. But then I think it was Brandon. You did it.
So we took shifts basically to pick this guy up.
Yeah. Until we met up with the stretcher.
Yeah. That was the slowest top four I've ever seen in my life.
Well, there's a lot of hills at TFS. Oh, yeah. Like, you don't expect it. But when you got to carry somebody on a stretcher.
That field was awesome, too. Like, I had such a blast playing there. And, like,
that's about one of the best maintained fields I think I know of, because that guy's out there every day cutting the grass, trimming stuff up.
It was great.
He's, like, lumberjacking as well, because he's got some bridges that are just these monster tree trunks pushed over and then just shaved along the side so you can like walk on it. And I'm looking at this. I just remember the first like 10 minutes of the game and then like 5 minute like spurts from there of that event, because it was so wild. It was one of my first like big games at a different field and stuff like that. Because like I think I played at PRZ maybe twice at that point. So I always thought like, oh, like buildings and stuff, that's where these cool fields are. And then I go here and I'm like, this place is awesome. It's got a fucking river. Like, right? Oh, and then these trees. And like, I remember looking at the map and like, okay, so like there's flags or whatever kind of stuff. So we're trying to like sweep through. So our job was to go as far along the side of the field and just kind of sweep through and capture everything at once. And I remember going, seeing an actual bridge. And I was like, oh, that's cool, but it keeps going way down here. So you keep going, and there's just this log, and you have to cross it, and this water is flowing because there's so much water. And I looked at that. I'm like, I just got my gun HP8, so I'm not sure if I really want to do this right now. And then everyone else is like, yeah, we're going to, like, go this way. They just, like, some people, like, backtracked, and then I think it was Brad's like, I got this, slings his gun on his back and walks it. I'm like, fuck it. If he can do it, I can too. That was like, that is like such a vivid memory in my head.
I remember that too, because at one point we were trying to hold something and the only weak spot was over by the water. And I was running a Titman at the time. I was like, I'll go in the water. I don't care. I'm like, I wasn't in the water, but I'm like sitting on the side of the bank, like trying to like, so if I did slip, whatever, it's a Titman, it'll fucking be fine. But yeah, that game, oh my God, that was such a blast.
So good.
So if anybody out there listening, if you haven't, have you guys opened registration yet?
Nope, it'll be in March 1st.
March 1st.
Might do it a little early.
That's okay.
We'll see how it goes.
But guys, I'm telling you, if you haven't played that game, jump in there at the opportunity to get in. It's such a great time. Jody, the Crywolf guy, they just run an amazing game. So if anybody, you know, you want something different, that's not just a Black Cell game or, you know, any of the games that have been played over and over, just like I'm telling you, this is a great game if you haven't played it before.
I just want to say new player from friendly too. So
yeah, I was gonna say, like, so like
it's a good place to start.
Kind of, do you want to like talk over what the game premise is and stuff like that?
Well, other than being new player friendly, no.
Show up and find out, suckers. So like so I know for that game element. So it's territory domination.
Yes. Capture the flag.
Capture the flags.
Keep it simple, right?
keep it simple, stupid.
I was gonna say that.
That's what my mother tells me all the time. But like, so I know there's a reconnaissance squad on either side. Is it two? Sorry. So just for newer players that are like, oh, I want to like snipe or whatever, can they run DMRs or anything like that outside of reconnaissance squads, or how does that work?
The way I run it is you're allowed to have two spotter snipers on at a time. So anybody can take a position as long as you go through your command, right, to have a certain maximum numbers of each, LMGs, medics, recon, stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm trusting that command will keep those numbers fair.
Yeah, right? Not
send out 30 friggin' medics and
well, you don't want like 30 medics and then like 50 bolt action guys.
Exactly. Right? And it's bolt action. We're not doing the DMR rule.
Oh, no DMR?
No, because
I should get a bolt action.
You should run mine. You should. I just run mine.
So I just got a DMR last year, so and I've got it all suited up. I'll just run yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can run a DMR at 400.
At 400?
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to Colin. He'll work on it. Nice. Or I'll show up and talk to Greg, either or. So, what else we got here? Katie?
Yes.
You've been oddly quiet over there.
Well, I mean, we're talking about Icebreaker. Icebreaker is the foundation of Jody's dream there. Like,
yeah. Well, did you ever play Icebreaker or...
Well, I mean, no and yes in no a and way. Yes.
Like I outside mean, of Op4 or?
No. Primarily, like I started my whole career at Icebreaker 2, right?
Yes.
So I shot the game several years over, and then now, I mean, periodically I'll run Op4, but the only problem was the 1 year that I really wanted to run Op4, I had a concussion. So.
I remember that year. That was an interesting year for sure.
Oh yeah, that definitely added
heat didn't help. I bet.
No, the silo ringing didn't help.
That too.
That was horrible. But I mean, I don't think that I'll ever play it just because I'm on the team now.
Yeah.
So I'll always be a part of either Op4 or running the camera. So that's kind of my element there. But I enjoy it. We are a forest team to begin with. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of our roots are, and our training is done in woodland stuff. So that's kind of our element, and that's where... I don't know. I feel free.
I feel free.
I do feel free there.
Free like an eagle. Speaking of animals, House of Oakley.
Oh, my goodness.
How did that all start up? Give us the whole backstory. I want it all.
You want it all.
Well, shrink it down to an hour at least. Most, I don't know. Whatever you want.
Well, I mean, for anybody who knows me, you guys know that I am originally an animal lover. Mm-hmm. I've been rescuing animals since I was probably about 5 years old. My parents will tell you about all the animals that I used to sneak into my room or find and bring home that were injured. That was just kind of the way it was.
You didn't bring worms or anything inside, did you?
Birds, you name it. And I'm still kind of terrified of birds, but I'll still rescue them if the opportunity's there.
Yep.
But yeah, so I don't know. It just... ricocheted one after another, and it's just led me through my life that way. And then one day two squirrels were attacked and they were at the base of the tree and my dog ended up finding them.
Oh no.
And we heard these cries and I'm going, what is that? I had no idea squirrels even made this sound.
They make some bad noises.
Oh yeah, they do. So I ended up taking them in and I brought them to the vet and I just checked everything out and made sure they were good. And then I just started working with them and I wasn't thinking much of it. And I posted like a picture to you on my Facebook and somebody had mentioned to me, you should totally start an Instagram for them. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And originally the House of Oakley was the squirrels, Oakley and Willow.
Oakley and Willow.
Yeah.
Those are beautiful names.
Well, we found him underneath an oak tree. So Oakley he had the worst injuries. So he got named Oakley. And then there's a willow tree right behind that. So Oakley and Willow were born of the nature. Oh, there's Jody.
Oh.
Sorry. All right. So, yeah. So, I mean, we named them after the trees. And then I started this Instagram originally just to you know, have something to go back on and, yeah. and enjoy the animals' picture timeline, so to say.
It's nice seeing the cute animals on there, and you just if you're having a sad day, you just look and you're like, oh, raccoons.
Well, I mean, that's where it ricocheted from. So we had these squirrels, and we, you know, were able to get them back into the wild, and then a rescue had contacted me and said, "You did such a great job with them. Would you like to try raccoons?" And I was like, "Yeah,
trash pandas.
Yeah, yeah, I would." And
heck yeah.
The trio came to my house, and we named them. We actually had to go pick them up in the middle of the worst storm ever, actually.
Oh, no.
So we named them Storm, Rain, and Haley, because we weren't going to call her Hail. Exactly. So we brought them home, and we were doing, I mean, we're always learning, yeah. right? It's never, it's like airsoft. You never stop learning. So the dodo picked us up and was like, "We'd love to do a story on you guys." And I was like, "Okay,
let's." Sorry, what's the dodo?
So the dodo is like a huge animal network.
Okay.
And they just broadcast videos of wholesome animal stories. So they ended up putting us on there, and we ended up becoming a really high grossing video.
Oh shit.
So I remember seeing that too. Yeah. It's back when I think it was when I first started getting into, you know, really learning about people in the community, and somebody I saw a video, and I think I just randomly started watching it. I was like, "Wait a second, that's Katie!" And then I was like, I was freaking out because I was like, "I know this person. This is so cool!" And
hey,
then,
girl,
I'm pretty sure I sent it to everybody on Nomad. I was like, "It's Katie!" I was so pumped. I was like, that was such a cool thing to see.
It is cool seeing your friends online doing like their thing, right?
Well, I didn't expect it to be my thing. Actually, I was just exiting my freelance journalism at the time and jumping into that. And I don't want to say I was jumping into that because that's something I've always done, but it took off much larger than I expected it to. And then after the dodo video, it just ricocheted. Like, we were getting picked up in Russia and the UK, and
oh shit,
and we've got a huge fan base across the world right now. And then we ricocheted from I mean, within the first year we got up to about 500 people, and then it went to like 3,000, and then it jumped to 8,000, and now we're at 12,000.
Oh, man.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time out of your popular schedule to hang out with us. Yeah. Holy crap.
No, it's honestly, it's great that there's a large community that appreciate the love that we're trying to share, because ultimately that's what it is. We are trying to show that, you know, these are animals that people look at as pests, and we're trying to share that love in a sense of saying they're still living beings. They still have emotions and feelings.
And they're so cute.
They are.
Trash pandas. I remember being at PRZ in Picton, and I don't remember what game it was, but there was a raccoon, or I think it was a raccoon, and it was just in the hallway, like just, we're in the middle of a firefight, whatever. It's loud and crazy. And all of a sudden, you see a raccoon. It's just like, hold on, guys. There's a raccoon. It's just like, let it cross.
Actually, so you want to know, it's funny that you say that. So let's tailor back to the college days for a second.
I love the college days.
So the reason I fell in love with the airsoft community, actually, as I said, I've been 100% in the animal community, but I've also loved the airsoft community. And one of the big things, I was at a tag game, and it was just all out hellfire, just warfare going off everywhere. And you remember in between the two buildings, so like the back where the kitchen was, and then there was that other building in between, right?
Yeah, there's like a
little
building in between that connects with the halls.
Yeah, and then there's like the outside in between those buildings, there's like this open field that you'd used to have to cross to get over in between the buildings.
Yes, I've been shot there.
So so there's a bunch of guys on the roof, and they're sniping, and then there's, you know, hellfire coming out this way, and they're all intersecting into this field, and all of a sudden there's a family of baby skunks.
No.
Oh. And I'm going, oh no. I'm going, oh no, guys, like, stop. And one guy shot towards the skunks, and everybody stopped and like laid fire on him, and they were like, fuck off,
like,
dude.
Purposely kind of thing
on the sniper dude that was shooting at the skunks.
Oh, it was a sniper dude.
Yeah. So
he push him off the roof.
Pretty much. So the whole community, like it was so funny because it wasn't like a no dove situation, but everybody stopped anyways. And they were
just a pause.
It was just like me and like 10 other dudes, like escorting these baby skunks off the field.
Come
and
on,
then
come on, shoot, shoot.
Yeah. And then once they were off the field, it was like, okay, we can play again.
Yeah.
And that was the moment for me, especially early in my career, where I was like, this is the best community to be a part of. And even with Jody's number one rule at our field is you do not shoot the wildlife. Like,
no, yeah.
It's all about good gameplay and everything like that. So being in this community is so great because even now at the bigger events and everything, you know, a lot of people support the House of Oakley.
Well, yeah. Like I go to a game and if there's 50 cars or trucks or whatever, there are 48 vehicles with your stickers on it, type of thing. Right? Like, it's pretty easy to spot the love for that.
Well, and that's part of the great thing about like everybody sees us running around with guns and like LARPing in this all these military gear, big
badasses,
and then they're all big softies that are like, no, we love these animals, like we just want to take care of them.
Like that's one of the main reasons why it's a little airsoft is like you said, you get so many people that are like, I'm a badass operator. Yeah. And then you got all these Gucci shits going on. And then the moment there's an animal, everyone's just, stop. Stop for the love of God. There's a bunny or something. Just the fluffiest thing. I must cuddle it.
Well, like even, what is it? The Ontario Airsoft community that like newbie player ended up. I didn't even see the post, but I got tagged in it like 100 times. And I was like, what is going on? And I walked onto my feed, and actually Tom from Force Recon was going off on some guy because he was, like, saying that he was trying to use his airsoft gun
on an animal.
Yeah. And the whole community just, like, went up in an uproar, kicked him off the group. Like, it was a massive deal. And I just, like, you guys are awesome. Like, I don't even have to say anything. You're already on it.
I remember that post, but it's very, like, airsoft. Like number one rule in airsoft in general, safety to people and animals. Like you're not using this to hunt. Like you idiot. Like,
no.
I hope they try it on a bear so they get mauled. Like, come on.
That'll just piss the bear off.
It's just like, what is this fly? Right? Probably wouldn't even notice actually.
Well, and I mean that's what makes this. I don't think for like an outside perspective for somebody who's looking in, they don't see that level of commitment. But once you're a part of the community and you come out for your first, I mean, whether your first game or your first skirmish or whichever you do, you really start to see the heart that's in this community. And it's so deep and loving. And I mean, we have different units of different teams of family units and a variety of people, a lot more women playing. There's
some badass bitches out there, man.
Especially your wife.
Oh my God.
She scares me.
She's not mean. She's direct. Or assertive is what she said, I think.
Yeah.
Edited out. So I say the thing that I actually said, because
Teresa, he just called you a bitch.
I don't want to get hit.
She's a badass bitch.
She is a badass bitch.
She's a boss badass bitch.
I will say there's been a lot of games too when we've been playing, and she loves picking on us more than anybody because it makes sense, right? You want to lean on your own team for help and things like that. So what game was it? Was it Nightfall 8 or 9? Oh, no, it wasn't Nightfall.
What's the story? And then I'll tell you which game.
No, like every time she'd be like, oh, okay, we're going to go for a break. And we just got to hold this for 15 minutes. 15 minutes go by. Okay, guys, now we got to go here. It's like, well, I thought we were going on a break. She's like, nope, those guys are coming off the field. They need a break. And she's okay.
I highly remember that was Nightfall 9. So then Teresa was our
platoon lead.
She was a platoon lead. Kicked ass again. But it was, okay, guys, you know, this team needs a break from holding this or that or whatever kind of thing. So, like, when you get there, get comfortable. So, like, bring a snack, bring extra water or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Because we're in CP right now. Like, we just got off the field. Okay. Instead of grabbing it and consuming it, take it out with you. So, it's like, fuck, okay. So, we get out there. We're holding. Not 5 minutes later. Okay, guys, I need you to take Northfield. What do you mean take it? well, there's another squad out there, and like probably Crywolf took it and whatever, right? Typical. So then we got to go take it back. It's like, fine. Like, just sat down, undone the belt kind of thing, because like there was no one nearby. So you under your vest a little, get more comfortable. Just, okay, well, put the rig back on or whatever, tighten your boot straps and let's go, get our asses whooped. But yeah, that it was that kind of stuff that Teresa does to us, because it's just like, well, I'm not picking favorites here, so get to it, boys.
Before we get too far off, I just kind of want to circle back a little bit. For the House of Oakley, is there any way that like people can donate and stuff like that? Like, how would someone go about doing that kind of stuff?
Oh my goodness. Well, I've always had a hard time like accepting help in general, but
okay. Well, how about like the stickers and stuff like that? How would somebody sell buy one of those to show their support?
Trade for money.
No, my big thing is like I don't want to just take people's money. I've always done this out of pocket, out of my own, and it grew to the point where people were like, "No, I wanna help. We know this is expensive to do. It is expensive to feed them."
Damn trash pandas.
And yeah, so I mean, the one thing that I can kind of agree with is just I have merch. Like, if you want to support, you can gladly buy a sweater, buy a
very
sticker.
Comfortable sweater. Oh. My wife got the sweater, I got the mug, and then we got the magnet. Yeah. Super cute. But those mugs are mint.
Thank you.
My favorite mug. Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's okay. I love to hear the feedback from the products. It's really nice. But you can rep some merch. We've got a whole list of merch, and we've got some new stuff coming up this year. Our website's almost finished. It's hard for me because I'm a one-man show, but I also have a team. Like, basically, Crywolf helps me with House of Oakley. So, you know, all the raccoons love Jody's beard. They think he's a raccoon.
It's a nest.
he's literally been there since the start. He's helped me build enclosures. He's my carpenter on the team, you know. So,
you're a carpenter too.
That's right.
Brothers in arms.
That's right.
My hands are sore.
So you can always support by buying merch and doing stuff like that. We may actually be opening up something this year.
Tell us more.
Exclusive. We may be opening up something where you can actually foster the animal through our website, so like you would get like a little care package with what animal you're fostering.
Oh my god,
so
that's so adorable.
Yeah, we got we test product a calendar this year, and it actually did really well. So
nice.
It was an exclusive.
So you're saying you have calendar making experiences?
Yes.
Interesting, because we have a job for you.
Ooh, we'll touch base. We got to swing back to that, because I was listening to your podcast about that, and my ideas were brewing, and it's there.
Perfect. We'll write it down on the notepad.
But yeah, so keep an eye. I'll post something when the website's done. But if you have me personally on Facebook, you can always catch the sales and stuff and the promotions that come up.
Because you have like 12 pages going.
Oh my goodness!
So what? Because you got House of Oakley, you got the Sport and Rec. I'm not going to butcher your name again.
It's okay.
So what pages do you have going? Like what's the best one to get in touch with you with?
So personally, you can get in touch with, if you go to Katie Panasek Photography. Well, it's Katie Panasek on my public page on Facebook.
Entrepreneur.
You can connect with me there, or you can connect with me personally on Facebook. Same name. And then on Instagram, I actually ended up severing them. I used to be, for the guys that remember, it used to be all one platform. But then Airsoft grew to a point it needed its own platform. The House of Oakley grew. It needed its own platform.
Airsoft and dirt bikes, kind of two different extreme sports. So
need
their own things.
Big time. And then I have like my portraits division and my landscape division. But Sports and Rec is...
Wait, you do landscape too?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, so before Airsoft, I used to spend a lot of my time traveling to mountains. So I've been to like Banff and Jasper and Yellowstone. And,
oh, yeah, beautiful spots.
Yeah, so I love chasing waterfalls and being in climates that are whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. I'm trailing off.
Oh, it's good. I'll be sure to, like, when we go to post it, we'll put the your sports and the House of Oakley pages in the description so people can find it easier.
Honestly,
as opposed to learning how to type your last name. Panasic.
For anybody trying to pronounce it, it's just think of it as Panasic.
Panasic.
There you go.
Panasic.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so easy.
Well, so the funny part is like I'm Ukrainian Scottish, right?
Oh yeah.
But like my background with my name is Ukrainian. So in Ukrainian it's actually Kati Panasuk.
Don't confuse me, please.
Try it, Caleb.
Kati Panisuk. That's the best I got.
Kati. But obviously in the Canadian way, it's just Katie Panisuk.
So. Panisuk.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Nice and easy.
Awesome. So speaking of Cryowolf kind of like helping you with House of Oakley, your magnets, and because you got earrings too, don't you?
Yeah.
That was made by Tyler, right?
Yes. Elliot Laser Creations. I think that's one of a huge, Papa Wolf should be super proud. He's created a team of entrepreneurs.
He really did. Like, so.
I am.
It's all Jody. So we could thank him for solely that. Because he does. Sorry.
What did I make?
A lot of Cryowolf babies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't make any of my own.
A little wolf cubs.
We are your babies.
I just adopted them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of misfits.
Little wolf cubs. It's my favorite. But no, you guys got Tyler Elliott for Elliott Laser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elliott Laser. I think it's Creations. I don't want to butcher that at the end.
It is Creations.
Yeah, it is Creations.
Tyler Elliott Creations.
So he makes a lot of my... I partner with a lot of small businesses, but he's like one of my main locally that makes a lot of like handcrafted House of Oakley stuff, and they're mint. They're beautiful.
Yeah. I see on his Instagram pages. On his Instagram page, just all the little projects and stuff like he's done signs and like wooden or what's the plastic call for like a little bar sign and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's got like acrylic.
Yeah. He's got some really cool stuff.
He's super talented. And then
you got Greg.
Oh, G-Tech Industries.
G-Tech.
He's I mean, anybody knows in the airsoft community, he does great work.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Gun tech to the fullest.
Yeah, yeah. He's a whiz. I've seen his work because it shoots at me. I've yet to actually like be like, hey, can I try that or whatever? Because we're usually against each other during like a milsim or whatever. So it's always like, fuck, you got me.
You know, that's the best way that I've learned.
Yeah.
Greg shoots me in the face all the time. If I'm poking where I'm not supposed to be, like, and it hurts.
With or without camera too, right? Like,
oh, shit.
Don't shoot Katie.
Actually, you guys are all like cautious to shoot me. My team shoots me more than anybody.
Yeah, well,
I mean, on a consistent basis, they're training me.
I try my best. It was the end of war zone. You guys went to war zone, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the last insertion that they did, there was like an hour or two left, and I was like, you know what, I'm feeling it. Let's go, kind of thing. So I went with Turkish and Durf, and get the ambulance. They drop us off over by the gym. There was another group of guys. They're like, oh, we're going to go a bit more north and get dropped off there. It's like, okay, like the field's kind of quiet right now. So like, we'll just try not to hunt you down kind of thing. So we went in the building and then that and ended up hunting them down anyways. But there was like the last drop off zone. And there's like three or four different little squads that are just trying to get to the drop off zone in time and get the last bit of money that they can. And we're looking, it's like, well, we're not going to take the money from them, so let's just try to keep them from getting the money kind of thing. So I'm shooting away, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm totally picking these guys, no problem. And then I hear Matt McDonald from Black Cell, because he was one of the refs there, and he's like, you know, I was getting shot so many times for that last 20 minutes, and then I look up, and all I can see is your little hand, your little arm tattoo in your shirt sleeve, and I was like, damn it, Caleb's shooting me all the time. I felt so bad because I was like, it was so far, I couldn't really tell where the BBs were going. But I was like, oh, yeah, it's going there. No problem.
That's one event I wish I would have went to. Sounded like fun.
It was fun. You want to play with me next time?
No.
Okay.
Nice.
No.
Sit and stole one.
No, you can't steal our Papa Wolf.
It's my little wolf cub.
I still have that Mad Wolf logo made up from a couple years ago. Oh, that's right. The Mad Wolf. Oh, God. I can dig it up. It can be a thing.
Mad Wolf.
Are you trying to build an alliance before the game starts?
I'm trying to build an alliance with everybody I meet because I don't want to get shot.
You need it for the first like 5 minutes of
it's insertion. A wild game.
It's five on five, like plethora of fives. It's nuts.
So what do you do with all your alliances at the end?
I shoot each other.
Just shoot, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's kind of like the...
You gather everyone up, just drop a
grenade.
RB2 right in the middle.
Just a springer.
Boop. By the way, anybody knows where there's some RB2s? I'd like to buy some.
Well,
hard to find.
Yeah.
Do you want us to put your email in the description too while we're at it?
Sure.
Anything's possible, man.
I will say, though, I'm playing that game.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm in. That was too much fun to photograph, but I really want to be involved.
Too much fun. It's such an experience, like, because you don't get that too often.
No, it is completely different.
So many different little squads. I like that it's in fives. And I liked at first when they're like, oh, you have to spawn with three or whatever kind of thing. Like there was a minimum requirement. You need to be able to get back into the fight, which I thought was cool. But then as the game went on, they changed it only because like you get so tired because it's more consistent fighting and it takes a lot more out of you in the first hour than like an 18 hour game does. So then
the first insertion was like
so
a full milsim.
Well, there was like five insertions.
Yes.
Right. And each one is like 4 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
So then it's just like, okay, 4 hours of just constant mayhem. Then you get an hour break and then you go out again for four more hours of mayhem. And I think they just kind of realized that people are just getting gassed like crazy, so...
No, well worth it.
So good, though. But yes. I personally liked the fact that they didn't... Like, they changed it so you didn't need to have, like, the entire full squad to be able to spawn in to the game because I was feeling bad because I was like, man, I'm getting gassed. Like, my leg's cramping or whatever kind of thing. I'd like to have a sit-down for another, like, half hour or so I can get back in and play some more. So it was really nice that they changed it so that way there's no stress... to play.
Meanwhile, Jody's probably out there running around in his hour off.
Jody will be running the whole entire time, every insertion. Like that's Jody. Jody sets the pinnacle for what you're supposed to do at an airsoft event.
I don't know why. I got lots of energy to burn.
Hey, it's good though.
The wife hates it. I wake her up at 7:30. I'm like, what are we doing now?
You're so
let's
chill,
get up
though.
And do shit.
Maybe that's why you have so much energy. You're just a chill, relaxed guy.
Very relaxed, I think.
You look relaxed.
I'm relaxed right now. I'm in a lazy boy. That's right.
Yeah, boy.
Before we get to the end, just a quick shout out to our sponsor, Blackcell Promotions. The new website, blackcell.ca, is now up and running, so be sure to go check it out. You can register for the redo of Dark Zone Extraction if you miss it the first time around and find all the information you need on their catalog of games for the upcoming season.
So that was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Gotta do your sponsor.
Well,
I'm so glad you asked me to like be on the podcast because like usually I have to sit and edit. So like,
yeah. You do the work, sucker. No, I don't really have any more written down questions. Really, like we're talking a little bit about the entrepreneurs of Crywolf. So we got Katie with all her different photographies and House of Oakley, and we got Greg, we got Tyler.
We got Jake. Yep.
We got Jake Seam Ripper. We'll be talking to him later too.
That's gonna be good.
So
and we got some Watson and Slate.
Watson and Slate also talking to him later. So mm-hmm. That's gonna be fun. Is that all the entrepreneurs? You guys got other trades under the belt now, or?
Well, I mean, like
some dentures. We got Chris.
Yeah, there you go.
No way.
Everybody on the team specializes in something. So, like, if the apocalypse happens, we're ready.
Well, if you need some shingles, I know a guy. You got Tommy, little tall boy that roofs like a maniac. That guy's a mountain goat from what I've seen.
Everybody on this team is extremely talented.
Yeah.
And 100%, I don't want to say, let me see, what am I trying to say? Is 100% committed to their talents, but also committed to the team. So everybody supplies something different, which I think is why we all work.
That gives you a great balance of people too, right?
So. Oh, 100%. Even actually, Crywolf has developed, I think, too, because, I mean, Jody was always the bachelor, and now we have a mama wolf. Like, nobody's ever been given that title before.
Jesus.
But, like, even the girlfriends, Daddy they all. Wolf.
Yes, all the girlfriends support for sure.
Oh, 100%. They're part of the family. So, like, each one has their own little talents and little businesses and or things that they're doing. So that's part of what makes Crywolf Crywolf.
Yeah. When I'm at your guys' event, Icebreaker, I do see, like, the girlfriends and or the boyfriends or whatever kind of thing, like, helping with the event and or your kids, too. I've seen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Were they at the last one, five?
Not at five, but they were at four.
Yeah, I remember going, Kitty looks different. she this short? Holy crap, that's her kid. It was a specific clone. It was really weird. It threw me off. I was just like, what?
Yeah, she's a mini me for sure. And then my son plays at the Scarfield all the time.
Yeah.
He's quite the player. He runs through me, no problem.
Oh, God.
He likes to shoot me.
Mom's got her camera. She can't shoot back.
Yeah, it's truly a family. We do everything outside of Airsoft together. We celebrate birthdays. We have family dinners.
I see you guys
do
Thanksgiving and Danny's birthday, and I'm like, I want my birthday to happen in Windsor. Like, come on, man.
Campfires. Lots of campfires with beers.
Yes.
We do it right at the airsoft field too, so it's great.
I saw a picture of you guys training out in the snow, and I was like, "Oh, that looks like great." There's no way I'd be part of that team, but that looks great.
Oh, look at them having fun. That's nice. I'm in my bathrobe and my pajamas, in the warmth.
Let's not
in the cold.
Let's go back to Icebreaker for a second, though, Jody. Is there anything you want to tell the people that are listening to this about Icebreaker, like kind of like just like a little wrap up thing?
Well, it is on the 28th weekend of May, and it's at TFS, Tactical Forces Survival. That's in Thamesville, Ontario, which is in between London and Chatham area, off the 401 a little bit. Last year, Icebreaker 5, we had Keanu. He's going to try to... I'm pretty confident that he'll defend his title, not to say anything to anybody else. By the way, I'd like to thank him for last year buying all those pizzas. That was amazing. That kept everybody's morale up. This year I'm going to have Alex Rooley couldn't make it this year. I asked him. He's got a wedding to go to. Or be involved in, maybe.
It could be his own wedding.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I was just thinking,
I'm like, is that his own wedding?
Yes, it is, I'm pretty
Do
sure.
You think he's going to cater it?
Jesus. So the first person I asked was Rafi from Sentinels, Monty, and he accepted right away. Me and Tommy were sitting here having a drink, and we're like, who are we going to get? And his name got brought up, and we called him instantly, and... We didn't have to search any longer. It was great.
Did he call you a motherfucker too, or no?
Oh, always.
That's going to be a great game.
That guy is an angry lover, and he's very unique, and I'd like to see what his commanding style is.
Me too. We have a bunch of his players. He's spread his team out around Ontario, and he's got three guys at my field for Sentinels, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think we got four or five teams now, Sentinels, GTF, RCA.
You got the 1UP guys there, too.
1UP and...
Spartans. Did you say Spartans already?
What's
say it twice.
Tactical Misfits there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have like your own little community down here.
That's cool. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It has grown. Oh, we like to call them like our little, I mean, especially with 1F, it's like our little sister team because number two, right? We say it looks like Jody.
Maybe a little crazier looking. Who knows?
I'm
better looking.
No question.
I remember.
It's the original gray beard right here, right?
Number two has the really big beard.
Yes, he does.
I remember. I can't remember if it was Icebreaker 3 or 4. I remember seeing him, though, you know, wrecked up and stuff. He's got all the paint face and everything. And I looked over, and I see something kind of wave or whatever. So it caught my eye. I look, and it was his beard. And he's just got the biggest bug eyes going. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that scared the crap out of me.
They are an amazing team. We have so much fun supporting them, and they always support us, and we're just...
Yeah, they're full of love.
Oh, they 100%. Are. They are.
Very
they,
respectful.
100%. Yeah.
That's what makes a good team, though. Not sure people want to win and whatever crap, but like...
They just want to have fun.
If you're a bunch of assholes, like, no one cares.
Well, I'd never thought that Southwestern Ontario would grow to be what it is from when even I started. We were still kind of small, and now it's grown.
Talk to Simon from NQ. He started in 99.
Oh, I know.
He's telling me about that. I'm like, I was 8 years old. I was a baby.
Yeah, Southwestern Ontario down here is growing south of Detroit.
Yeah, it's there. Across the water, there we are.
Yeah,
I always forget how close to Detroit you guys are.
I know, you can literally see it from right where
from this sitting. Beautiful view.
Yeah.
That's north, too, which is weird. It always fucks me up. Yeah.
That's weird.
The United States is north. North of
it's
us.
It's kind of scooped under. That's weird. But anyhow, I think we're going to start wrapping it up from here. It's been an amazing time hanging out this afternoon with you two. Is there any last remarks, like advice, anything you guys got for people?
Go ahead, Katie.
Oh, jeez. I always throwing it to me.
Gives them some time to think it over.
Yeah. My old mind is not working so fast.
It's got to get that wisdom flowing.
Well, I do want to say thank you guys for making the trip down here and putting us on your podcast. It's been an absolute treat listening to your podcast all these weeks. And
thank you.
I'm very appreciative that you guys look at us with the light that you do, because we just want to share the love in the community and have a good time. And you guys really represent that as well. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
guys.
You. Thousands of followers over here.
No, us
and our 30 people.
Listen.
Best.
Okay, hey.
Followers.
Hey, 40.
Hey. Oh, I forgot. We made it big.
Followers mean nothing at the end of the day. It's the quality of people that follow. So
there you go.
You guys have a great community around you, and we're happy to be a part of it.
And we're so happy. Like I said, we had this plan down for about a month to come down and visit you guys. So this is something we really wanted to do. It's our way of giving back to the community and like spreading the word and really trying to grow people. Cause it's one thing to do it at events, but like on your off time, right? Like this gives everyone a chance to learn more about different teams from different parts of Ontario. And with Caleb and I traveling, well, we have the opportunity to do that and really take the next step to bring people together. Right. Mm-hmm. There's other platforms and things that a lot of other people do, but this is what we wanted to do. This is our way of doing that.
Yeah, I mean, Keanu's got his live stream, and we got the podcast. And
yeah, Keanu's Corner, Thursday nights at 8 o'clock.
Ontario time.
Because I'm still in Alberta time, and I think it's at 6 o'clock every time. I'll be sitting on my couch. It's like, oh, it's 6 o'clock. I got to go. It's like, oh, wait, no, I'm in Ontario.
Yeah, no, we got Keanu for sponsor to thank as well. We also got iCut Vinyl, who makes our swag for us, and Set Media, who made an awesome promo video from our last recording. Thank you guys for that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, I mean, you guys got your mascot.
Oh yeah.
Tell me about your mascot, like super quick, if you can.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Jody has to like introduce you to Ghost, though.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure you guys met Ghost.
I've seen Ghost a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Tell him how you got Ghost.
Well, of course, I was at the bar like usual. Naturally. And, coming home one night, I'm driving. I'm like, what the hell is that on the road? Is that a dog? No, that's a wolf.
It's so really still.
I pulled over and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this would be awesome to be a mascot. Well, I didn't think of mascot then, but it was just awesome just to see it out there. I'm like, it was a great shape. Somebody threw it out. Just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
It's a handsome boy.
Wouldn't fit in my car, so I had to. I made Julie walk back to the bar to get the other car. Well, I guarded the wolf.
You got to make sure the wolf stays.
That's right. Good. I didn't want nobody else stealing it. So we could roll down the windows because it wouldn't fit in my vehicle. And we brought it home and we just thought it was hilarious.
That's amazing.
From hilarious to now we bring it everywhere. Yes, it's got its own vest.
It's got aviators I saw.
Oh, yeah. Those were mine. Those were yours. I was like, oh, that would look good. And then, I mean, the boys gave him the call sign. Mm-hmm. For Ghost, and then we just started throwing patches on them, and now everybody takes pictures with them all the time.
Yeah, we have a big water cooler. We just been slap stickers on now for games because like last thing I want to do is lug like four cases of water, right? So I think it's pretty handy.
It is pretty handy.
I like it a lot. It's great for command staff.
But as Katie was saying, thank you guys for coming up. You guys are doing a great job for the community and everybody out there. Just play respect and. We love you all.
Thank you again for everyone that's listening. Thank you two again for allowing us to come over and hang out for a couple hours. For everyone listening out there, all the links that we've talked about, House Vocally, Cry Wolf pages, everyone else is going to be in the description as well. And just have a can-do attitude, everyone. Have a great day.